Hello, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode 30 on Broadway. Nick is already smiling. I am terrified at what is going to happen
Well,
on this episode.
that's because I'm also playing Fortnite as we record.
Ridiculous. Like,
So,
this is unbelievable. Right, so
listen, I can multitask unlike you, so I don't want to hear it.
what? What the what?
What?
I can multitask with my okay.
I
Okay.
can.
Congratulations.
I just, if you ask me sober or drunk, if I can step on the seats at the garden and, step
Yeah.
up a section, that I can't
He goes into
do,
like force mode.
Yeah, that, like, it just, it doesn't work for me, so,
Yeah, that's a wee bit of a problem for you, eh?
Yeah, a little
All right.
bit.
So last episode, we had some fun because Nick opened it with another winner
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
after the
Sorry.
Islanders got their asses handed to them on St. Paddy's
Yep.
Day.
Yep, it was good. It was
And the
fun.
Islander season continues to spiral in a ball of flames, which is,
Well, they did beat the Winnipeg Jets 6-3.
it
So,
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
well, I
Let's be
mean, it
real here.
mattered. It matters for them.
Well, congratulations. Good for you. So, before we get into Nick's notes, because there is a topic at the end of Nick's notes that I don't even I'm gonna forewarn you. I this situation,
Yeah,
I couldn't care less. Like I but whatever.
Chris is gonna tuck his tail
I
and is
am
not gonna say
no.
anything. You're gonna tuck your tail and you're not gonna say anything and you're gonna
No, I'll
you
say
are
something.
gonna
You know that I'll say
no,
something.
you are gonna cower to
I just
public
don't. I don't want to
pressure.
spend my energy on this. I just. It's a waste of energy. That's all
It's
it is to
not
me.
though. It really
It
isn't
is.
though.
It is.
It's
If you
not
don't
it.
know, if you don't know, I'm like working him up a little bit to get him to like blow his top even more.
Because I'm getting
This is what
closer
I
because
do. This is what I do because I can
yeah,
already see
this
the
is dude,
pigment changing.
it's I because it pisses me off.
All right,
It
so.
pisses me off because these fans went from one overrated player and defending him to the death, and then when he left, everybody was like, "Oh, he really is overrated." And then it was like when the Rangers actually got a legitimate first line center, it was like, "Oh my God, Derek Stepan really wasn't that good." And I was like, "Yeah, no shit. I had told everybody that for years, and I got called an idiot for years, calling out Stepan for not being a number one center and being a reason why the Rangers couldn't get over the hump and win a Stanley Cup." Okay, and here's the other thing. There's another New York Ranger who is just as much as part of the problem of this organization not winning a Stanley Cup. But nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to acknowledge it. Everybody just wants, "Oh, he's a great Ranger. He's so good. He is the best New York Ranger ever." And it's bullshit. And the numbers bear out that it's bullshit. And I'm tired of dealing with all this
Oh
garbage and this
God.
horseshit from fans. I love getting told that I know nothing about hockey because I sit there and I tell Ranger fans how it is with Chris Kreider. I am so sick of the blind support and following that Chris Kreider has gotten from this fan base for years. Because he came up because he was a homegrown Ranger, because he's one of the few first round picks we never traded, even though we should have.
Well, it's worked out now to an extent.
It worked out after we got Mika Zibanejad.
Yeah, this is the funny thing about this. This was supposed to be the last topic of the podcast because I wanted people to stick around, and I hope you still do. One of the things that I
I
wanted to
hope
say
you do too,
before.
but I am tired. I am tired. I am
Can I finish my
tired.
monologue? I feel lost about
No,
doing my monologue.
because now I look at me. I'm the monologue
I
now.
am the monologue now.
No, I am tired of the blind following that Chris Kreider gets from this fan base because I looked it up the other day and I sent it to you. I
Yeah,
sent
so
you.
all right. So hold on. Let's do this, okay? Or if we're gonna
Yeah.
do this, let's do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm pissed off.
Hold on. First, I would like to say, let me just do my little spiel, and then we'll just jump
Oh,
right into it.
God.
I'd like to
Okay.
say we've had a very nice uptick on the podcast,
And it's
and
probably gonna go down
dear Lord, I
because
hope you stick around after this one. Nick does have some valid. He has valid data to actually go back up what he's saying, but I digress. Anyways, we've had a lot of fun
Yeah, no, nobody wants to hear that part. Nobody wants to hear that part.
since we've ventured into the world of TikTok. We've had a nice uptick in our podcast numbers. So I like to thank those of you who have been. We always kind of joked about it. Those of you who are incredibly loyal and listen all the time, we know those because of the numbers. The numbers don't lie when that comes out. But also those of you who have
Oh, don't! How
out
dare you
there.
say? Oh.
What?
No, because we're gonna get into numbers. You're right.
Oh,
Numbers don't lie.
Jesus.
We're gonna get into numbers, and
Okay.
we're gonna talk some numbers and talk some truth, because I speak the truth.
Anyways. So I'd like to
Don't raise your
say
voice at me.
we really enjoy this uptick that we're having. It's awesome to see, and we've really enjoyed our little jump into TikTok, even though we haven't done a whole hell of a lot on it. But we're getting a lot of views out of it. We're getting pretty decent amount of traffic out of it. And ironically, like the following isn't really their follower number count. So if you're listening to this and you're like TikTok, 30 on Broadway on TikTok, go jump on there. We put up stuff. We try to put up clips of like the episodes. We put up clips of us at the garden, you know, when we're at our games, you know, working in section 220. Nick says work in the crowd because he's
Work in the
like,
crowd. When it's
he's
non-geriatrics, when it's
Oh
non-senior
Jesus.
night, when it's non-senior
Anyways.
night at the garden.
So, you know, government, stay the hell off of TikTok. Stay out of it. Don't do nothing. We've really enjoyed it. Don't silence the people. The people need TikTok. No, I'm gonna tell you why. Okay. We're on Instagram as well. We have more follow again, not much in the follower count on Instagram. But we were doing the same amount of stuff on Instagram versus TikTok, and the traffic and visibility that we get on TikTok compared to Instagram is outrageous. It's not even in the same stratosphere. TikTok trumps it by a land. It's absurd. So, whatever. Government, stay away from it, damn it. There's a lot of good stuff on there. You get a lot of good. I've learned quite a bit of DIY stuff. You find some cool people like Nick. You were talking about the drumming, like on the music
Yes.
side of things. You know,
Yes.
there's
This.
artists, there's creators on there. There's people that have created businesses and have been able to support
Well,
themselves.
I'll
Chef's
just say.
Reactions is one of them. I love that guy. If you see his stuff is hilarious. He was able to create a full-time role from his content on there so that he could stay home to take care of his, I believe his grandmother or mother, because he had to leave his profession behind to care for her. The
Well,
government
I'll
ain't gonna
just
help you
say,
do that. Government ain't gonna help you.
Chad Smith drumming on TikTok and just playing random songs, like watching him drum to "Break My Heart" by Dua Lipa. Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean
It, it,
there's a lot of good stuff. It's not the stupid TikTok dancing and all that nonsense. Like, no, there's a lot of really good stuff. And I've found a lot of really awesome creators, a lot of awesome content. I mean, there's food stuff. I could die on the amount of rainbow cookie things that I've come across. You know, because of them, I found a rainbow cookie cannoli cheesecake cake.
Yeah, which
And
I'm very upset that he had the other day and didn't invite me over for. Thank you.
dude, I got two slices out of the damn thing. I came home the second day and I had like a sliver left. I was like, oh, gee, thanks. This is what I get. But like stuff like that. So there's a lot of things that you find out about that you're like, holy crap. You know, there's a Connecticut one because, you know, for me, I live in Connecticut and there's groups on there that do different like travel things, different, you know, places to go, restaurants, food, and stuff. And you're like, Where the hell? I would never see this stuff on Facebook. Never see it on anything else.
I'll give you guys a good plug. If you're ever in Delaware and you want a good restaurant, I know one off the hook, Bethany Beach, great seafood. Terrific
Are they
seafood.
sponsoring this podcast?
Sure, we'll go with
Moving on.
that.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, but like stuff like like your restaurant does content on social media. It's huge for business.
They have a great management core at Off the Hook. I'm just
Yeah,
gonna say
it's
that.
huge for business. Light years more traffic and things that you could ever get out of just using like your standard chamber of commerce.
By the way, I don't know. I don't, Chris. I don't know if you follow like my company's Instagram accounts or anything like that.
I
But
do.
if you did, you see the one the other day that we put up where we had to make a Tito's soda?
Yeah, I was
Oh,
embarrassed for you.
dude, it was great. It
I
was
know, but I was
fantastic.
embarrassed.
It was fantastic. Dude, I'm not a bartender. I only play
I
one
know,
hand.
but like it was, there was another one too, but whatever. All right, so anyways, so long story short, we've been very happy with the numbers that we're seeing on the podcast. We've been having a lot of fun with it. It's branching us out into doing kind of different things. You know, we updated our logo. We got that a little bit more cleaned up and more professional looking. We're
We
looking
have
at
well, we
doing
have
some,
stuff. Yeah, I was gonna say
you
we
know, we
have some
have some
stuff
stuff
coming.
coming in the pipeline for that we hope to do. You know, there's different things we want to start doing. You know, and it's all part of just like kind of growing and building up the podcast. You know, we've met some really interesting people through the season ticket membership. You know, and kind of using that as an avenue towards, you know, kind of developing things and whatnot. So it's been a lot of fun. Now, on to Nick's point. Okay.
Thank you.
Look, I'll say my piece real quick, and then I'm gonna let you go off.
Well, you're. I already know where you stand on this.
Kreider did not get the nickname Casper the Friendly Ghost for no reason. Okay. And I think you've seen it more. Like, look, the other, what was it, 2 seasons ago? Now at this point, when he went like bananas, you know, you saw what we all thought was going to happen with Kreider when he burst onto the scene in, you know, fresh out of college in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then you saw, you know, what he could do, and it always kind of just left you f wanting more.
Chris Kreider is Chinese food.
And
Good to really good, but never filling. Always leaves you wanting more.
except for 2 years ago, where you were like going up for your fourth plate at the buffet, and you were like, "Oh man, this is I'm stuffed now. Like, this is good."
But that has always been his career.
Yeah.
Good to sometimes really good, but he's always left me wanting more.
So what has struck Nick's ire is this nonsense, and this is where I look at it and I'm like, I couldn't care less. Like, this is where I am of the belief of we
But to
as
be fair,
people.
Chris also just doesn't think that anybody on the Rangers should have their number retired. But I digress.
I don't think there's a current Ranger that should right now. I don't. That's my prerogative of it. I think this is too early to have this conversation. And I think that there's no reason.
I disagree.
I
I think
don't.
there's at least two Rangers
I
that
think
are
there's
on this
potential
roster.
there. I think there's potential there.
I think
But I
Artemi
think,
Panarin is the best Ranger to ever wear number 10.
I mean, you could, you could certainly make that argument. I mean, he's been, you know, but again, like, it's been 4 years, 5 years.
5 years.
Let's see what happens the rest of the way. Let's see what happens. If he shows up into the playoffs like he usually does, guess what? I don't give a damn. I don't care. I don't. Like, I just don't. I don't get this like infatuation, and I don't know if it's because like we went through this era of where Dolan just retired everybody's number, and not that there isn't a banner hanging at the Garden right now that I would say does not deserve to be there.
Adam Graves.
Adam Graves,
I'll make that argument. I
but
will make that
Adam
argument.
Graves was more retired. That's more of a part of what he meant to the organization, both on and off the ice. Whether it's a jersey retirement or should it have been like a Ring of Honor kind of thing, whatever.
That's a Ring
But
of Honor
Adam
moment.
Graves is a
That's
huge, huge piece of the organization behind the scenes that a lot of people have no idea about. And I think that's a bigger
I
part of it.
don't disagree, but again,
But I think speaks to volumes of what Adam Graves means to the organization. There probably is not a player more connected and more involved in the organization from 94 than Adam Graves.
well, that yeah,
Hands down. I don't even think it's close. So I think that's a big
no.
piece of it. Adam Graves is almost like the Mr. Ranger of the 94 team in terms of him as a person.
Okay, that's fair.
So,
That's
but
not.
so moving from that point, I just think what we've seen is we've seen so many retirements because part of it was catch up, right? For people that deserve to be retired, the Bathgates of the world, the Howells, the gag line, finishing that off, doing that,
I mean,
appropriately.
Vic Hadfield shouldn't have his number up there.
He's up there in records, though.
Vic
He's up
Hadfield
there.
has
He's
his.
up there in records, and he was an integral part of that group. It's that group.
Right. But again, but it, Vic Hadfield has his number retired because he got to play between two Hall of Famers.
He's top five most game-winning goals of all time for Rangers history.
But
He's up
again,
there. He's
look at it
up
from where
there.
it comes from.
He was top five in most even strength goals over the organization. He's in the top 10, I believe, for assists and points.
But I see, I also look at it this too with the Rangers, where you look at retiring
He's
forwards'
up.
numbers
He's in the
and
top 10. He's in the top, the second, right in the middle of most goals all time, most points.
would
Most
you not
assists.
agree, would you not agree that the New York Rangers, for as long as they've been around, they have a very bad history player-wise?
Yeah, they've had a long stretch. They've had long stretches where they haven't had, right. I mean, I don't disagree with that.
So would you
But look at,
agree
but if you
that
really think about it, look at a lot of the teams. Like, there's not like really who of the original six outside of the Canadiens and Red Wings?
Blackhawks, Red Wings.
Blackhawks went through a real long stretch.
They
A
did,
real long
but
stretch.
they have better players throughout their franchise history than the Rangers do. Tell me where I'm wrong. Stan Mikita, Bobby Hull, Chris Chelios, Ed Belfour. I know I'm going to be or I know I'm going to be missing players here. But Patrick Kane, Jeremy Roenick, Jonathan Toews,
They
all
get a
got
lot from the recent, like especially from the recent grouping.
from the recent group 100%,
Yeah.
but they have a much longer history of great players than the Rangers. Dude, just look at the Detroit Red Wings. Look at their history.
I said Detroit. I said Detroit and Montreal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Toronto. Toronto has a litany of Hall of Famers.
I don't give any credit to like Canadian teams.
Oh, well,
The reason why
oh,
is
God.
the reason why Montreal hasn't been able to win a
Okay.
cup
All
since.
right. The Boston Bruins. They have arguably the greatest defenseman of all time. Then they have one of the top three.
You would argue that the Rangers could have had the second best defenseman of all time, arguably, had Brad
Well,
Park stayed as a Ranger.
during that period, they did have the second best defenseman in the
They did.
league.
They did.
But I mean, when you look at Milt Schmidt, Johnny Bucyk,
No, the Rangers went through
Bobby
long
Orr,
periods.
Espo, as much as I hate barrel ass, but no,
The
but the
Rangers did
whole.
go through long periods of where there wasn't, like, I mean,
Like
no, you're right.
climbing the Ranger record book, I'm sorry, from a forward standpoint, doesn't mean much to me.
I'm not
mean,
necessarily disagreeing with you, but I'm
considering the
talking about
fact,
in an
well,
organization.
why? Considering the fact that Artemi Panarin is at 99 points this year, this is the first time in almost 20 years the Rangers are going to have a 100-point forward.
Yeah, because well, Yager
20
was the last one,
years.
right?
Jágr,
Yeah,
05,
Yager.
06.
Yeah, when he should have won the Hart Trophy.
When he should have won the Hart Trophy, and they gave it to Stroke and Joe.
Yeah. Stroke it. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
What? He's a
So.
big Billy Squier fan. He wants to stroke it. Sorry.
All right. So you're. Oh, man. Oh, God.
Sorry. I took this one off the rails here, pal. Sorry.
But we know because we've talked about this. Like the Rangers don't have like their history isn't as decorated
As they like to make it out to be.
as in terms of like internal records.
Especially forward wise.
But I think a lot of that also goes back to where the Rangers have really sorely missed the mark on development. And bringing in players, and I also think part of that does go back to like the pre-Dolan eras of
Hey,
having
well, here, I'll give you one. You know who's a shining example of this organization missing the mark? JT Miller.
yeah, but you and I argued about that the other day.
But
I know, but
nobody
there was
else
a,
heard.
there, but that was more of a development thing.
But again,
It
but
was a
who's that on?
development. No, I
But
get
who's
it
that
was a
on?
development thing, but I also think that JT Miller hit himself as well.
I don't disagree. But when you look at in terms of talent and potential, which player would you rather have right now? Be honest. JT Miller or Chris Kreider?
But that's easy to
No,
say
no, no,
now,
no,
though.
no.
But that's
No,
easy to
no,
say
no.
now.
It's not easy to say.
Yes, it is.
I said it 5 years ago.
But
I said it
JT Miller
almost.
wasn't showing it in Tampa.
He got caught in a numbers game in Tampa,
Yeah, but still.
but his last year here as a Ranger, he was playing really, really well, and he was showing that he was getting it.
But
And the
they were having
organization.
problems with the off-ice stuff and all the other nonsense and whatever, and they chose not to stay with him.
But again.
But my question is does he get the how many years was he in Tampa? 3 or 2?
A year and a half.
It was only a year and a half before he went to Vancouver. So does he get that extra year and a half, 2 years? Say the Rangers opted to keep him. And say, that's where I'm saying it's there's a big what ifs there. Because you don't know if he develops. You don't know if he figures it out.
Yeah, but see that argument doesn't
Vancouver
hold
to me is
water with
much
me.
different than New York.
But I think it's harder to play in Vancouver than it is in New York. So the fact that he matured in Vancouver and not with the Rangers says more to me about the New York Rangers.
Listen, you're never going to get me to disagree. You're never going to get me to not agree with you on the fact that the Rangers have had a horrific run of developing players. There's no,
Because
you can go down the list. I mean, recency is nothing. You can go
because
all the way back to a
no, I
long.
know, no, oh, I know, but when you look at the Rangers. Okay, which market is harder to play in, Vancouver or New York?
I think New York because of I think New York
Oh,
not.
I disagree.
No. I think New
I
York, if
I
you're talking hockey, yeah, Vancouver. If you're talking
yeah,
solely
exactly.
hockey, but you and I have talked about
100.
this too. New York is a different animal because of off ice.
But again, the fact that
I
he
mean,
grew
yeah,
up in
Toronto,
Vancouver,
Montreal, Edmonton.
which is a way harder market. Especially considering that Vancouver gave up a first round pick for him.
No, I don't disagree with you there, but I think. You, if you're able to focus on the hockey, you focus on hockey. New York, and I know this is being biased, and this is being, a little bit of maybe a homerism on my part. New York hockey is like, let's face it, hockey's way down on the totem pole.
Yeah.
But it's everything else that goes along with the city, right? I mean, there's everything else. There's very few athletes and very few people that can conquer that,
Well, then that goes
like a
back
Henrik
to
Lundqvist.
then that goes back to there was also an issue with the culture in the locker room.
Yeah,
And who did
but I'm
people
not
but
disagreeing
no,
with you there.
but wait, it feeds into my point. Who has everybody said is a locker room leader and a big part of the Rangers culture?
But we've known that. But that's ridiculous.
But no. It speaks to a point, though.
No, I don't disagree with you, but we've known that the Rangers haven't had a leader in that locker room really until Trouba stepped up.
But it goes to everything that I'm saying, that everybody wants to, oh my God, everything with Kreider. Kreider's the leader. Kreider should be the
He's
captain
not
of
the
the
leader.
Rangers.
We know he's not the leader.
But it goes
I
to
know the
every.
whole argument of when he put
Right.
up all the goals, everybody was like, Kreider should be the captain. It should be
Right.
Kreider. It should be Trouba. No. Kreider, Zibanejad, Panarin, who said he didn't want it, which was more of a leadership, actually, which was ironic because it kind of worked against him in essence, because it actually shows that he's more of a leader than he really thinks he is. Panarin saying he doesn't want it. You're not giving it to Fox. No, you're not putting that on him. There's no other players on that lineup that you're sitting there saying those are the clear cut like leaders of the room and lead or leaders of the team. I mean, I didn't think Mac was a good captain. I and not not and let me actually rephrase that. Mac was a great Ranger. I don't think it was fair for him to have the captaincy.
No, it was a burden. It
I
was
think it was a burden, and it wasn't a fair burden.
Brian Leetch 2.0.
Yeah, it wasn't a fair burden for him to have to take. Because for all the things of Cali, 6 million, chicken parm, all that, whatever, Ryan Callahan was like,
That was so much fun though. I miss
he
those
was
days.
like, he was a very good captain.
He was a great captain, but
Yeah.
he was an extension of the actual leader on the team of John Tortorella.
Yeah, he basically was a Tortorella guy. He was a Tortorella type guy. But regardless, okay, because I know we're circling around on
We
this.
are. We kind of we did a huge
Nick,
NASCAR lap on that one.
so this is because it's come up. Like it's come up that Kreider is going to be the greatest Ranger of all time when everything's said and done, and he's gonna be on the
Bullshit.
records over
Sorry.
everything. And I I said, all right. I said, let's break it down by the numbers.
Well,
Just to, hold on.
I started this whole shitstorm on Saturday
Yeah,
on
Nick
Twitter
started
because
this
I,
with,
yeah.
comparing Mika's numbers to Kreider, where Mika is outpacing Kreider by a lot. Like trajectory-wise, assuming averages and everything on career and numbers, Zibanejad would surpass him, what, basically every category, right?
Yeah.
I looked at it as I looked at it as I don't again me I don't care. I don't care about that. I look at the what do we have now? And I say, all right, Rod Gilbert's 406 for goals. Does Kreider's at what 298? Does Kreider match that or surpass that? It's possible. It's possible that he does. Does he clip points? Absolutely not. So how could you? He's not even close. He's like half. He's basically half of Gilbert. Gilbert's at 1,021. Kreider's at, I think, what, 512 or 514. It's not even close.
Hold on, I'll tell you one second.
Assists. Assists. Kreider's not even on the list. Yeah, Kreider's 104 power play goals to 116 from Camille Henry. He's not even on the top 10 in power play points, power play assists.
It's actually Camille Henry.
Whatever, I'm reading this fast. Even strength goals, he's got 183 to Gilbert's 298. He's fourth. Even strength points, not on the list. Even strength assists, not on the list. He's on the list shorthanded goals, nine. Messier's got 23. Shorthanded points, not on the list. Shorthanded assists, not on the list.
But and the
Hold
whole
on, hold
club.
on. Most
All right.
game-winning goals in his career. Gilbert has 52. Kreider, 42. Kreider's been with the Rangers, what, 12 years?
11 regular seasons, 12 playoff seasons. Well,
Messier, he surpassed Messier this year, who had 41 in what, 10 seasons.
and I'll correct
Overtime
myself and put
goals, not on
somebody.
the list. Empty
Hold
net
on,
goals, whoopie freaking do. I
I'll
mean,
correct myself. He hasn't been 12 full playoff seasons because the Rangers haven't made the playoffs every year he's been with the team. But
so it's
if the
11 seasons.
Rangers, right?
So that's
But
my
he's
thing.
been.
I just look at it as okay, the important thing. Does Kreider surpass Gilbert for most goals all time as a Ranger? Possible. It's possible, but he's got to keep up his pace of what his current, like last 2 out of 3 seasons.
See,
Does that happen?
here's the thing that got everybody on my case when I had said it, because my whole point was on Saturday, because I put out Zibanejad and Kreider's numbers side by side. I just didn't put the names because I wanted people to see, like, oh, who would you rather have, player X or player Y? Do the blind taste test. My whole point was, everybody, it's a slam dunk that Chris Kreider is, an all-time Ranger great, and yet people somehow are constantly dogging Mika Zibanejad. And the fact that if you bring up, well, if you think Kreider should have his number retired, well, then so should Mika. And the fact that people
Say
got
neither one.
so, well, no,
I'm actually
yeah, no,
worse than you because I say neither one.
I know.
Like I don't I'm sorry.
No, but my whole point is, my whole point was, as a comparison, you can't tell me that Chris Kreider should have his number retired as a Ranger and then tell me, well, Mika's not as good as Kreider. Here's the whole thing. The numbers call you a liar.
And what Nick is referring by those numbers, so Kreider's 12 years in the NHL with the Rangers. Okay. This is his 12th full season. 804 games played as a Ranger, 298 goals, 244 assists, 542 points. Okay.
Good numbers. Again, not saying that they're not good numbers. He
Mika
puts up pretty solid
Zibanejad,
numbers.
who has been with the Rangers for 8 years. What's 8 minus 12, Nick? 4. So 4
Four.
less years, has more points, has 227 goals compared to Kreider's 298, has 40 something more assists, 289 to 244. So that's the crux of the argument. In the 8 years, Mika Zibanejad has been almost
A far
close
more
to
productive Ranger than
a
Chris
point to
Kreider.
a point to a point per game player. Kreider is middling over half. I look at it as, do either one of them clip up into where they dethrone a Rod Gilbert? Like, if you're telling me the argument is, and this has been the argument that's been thrown out on social medias, is Kreider is the greatest Ranger. There are three, in my opinion. There are
He's
three.
not even the best Ranger on his current team.
There are three. It is Rod Gilbert, Mr. Ranger. It is the Messiah, Mark Messier, and it is the King, Henrik Lundqvist. And it is slam shut, not even up for debate. That's it.
Well, my whole point is
No one
Chris
on this
Kreider.
roster right now. Maybe Panarin is coming up to that level.
I mean, Panarin's doing some pretty spectacular
He
things as a
is.
Ranger.
I'm saying he could be. Jágr, I think if Jágr would have stayed around as a Ranger, Jágr very likely probably could have been closer up on that mountain. Shesterkin, if Shesterkin continues like Vezina Shesterkin, I think he'll be up there. Fox is another one that I could see potentially being up there as well. But to me, all that matters
To
is
me,
no one is passing Rod Gilbert as the as or Messier or Hank as Ranger greats or the greatest
Well,
Rangers.
to me, Hank is the greatest Ranger. I just,
But I
yeah.
mean, Mr. Original, Mr. Ranger. I mean, Rod Gilbert, no one's passing that. Kreider is a Zibanejad are not passing that. Maybe if they win a cup and maybe they keep piling the numbers up, that changes things. But again, until then, I couldn't care less. And this is one of those things where, like, I feel like we waste so much energy, not us, but in general, people in general waste so much
See,
energy on this shit that doesn't matter.
I just get angry because I feel like Kreider gets a pass from this fan base. And it's not a recent thing.
Yeah, but
He's
I
been
think
getting a
you're
pass.
looking at a lot of social media crap, and this is why I don't go on it much anymore.
But the whole thing is when,
How
you
many
know, when
times when we go to a Ranger game do you hear people sitting in our section bitching about Kreider?
Yeah, but
All the time. Bitching about Keandre Miller.
to be fair, it's generally me who starts both of those
No, but
things.
I'm saying, like, when you're hearing conversations around us, people
But
complaining
yeah,
and stuff
then
like that.
I'll be like, yeah,
And then
that guy knows what he's talking
Nick is
about.
like, Nick Unleashed. But
It's
like,
like, well, actually, what it
you're
turns
taking the
into.
fingerprint, you're reading the pulse based off of social media, which is like the worst thing to do.
Well, I mean, yes and no,
To
but
me, I just look at it as, is Kreider right now a great Ranger? In
no,
your opinion?
he's a good Ranger, not
I
a
put
great
him in the
Ranger.
Hall of very good.
Hall of very good, not
I
Hall
put
of
Mika
great.
in the Hall of very good.
Agreed. I put them both there.
I put
I
Panarin
actually
as
think
right now great Ranger.
Panarin, right now, Panarin is the closest one to knocking down the door to if you're lining up the list of great Rangers right now, it's Panarin, Fox, Zibanejad, Kreider in that
There you go.
order for me. That's just because all of those guys have produced at a much higher level than Chris Kreider.
I
Sorry.
mean, whatever. I mean, but like,
Sorry.
I don't. I just, again, we wasted like 30 something minutes on this.
Well, I enjoy. I unburdened
If you
myself. I
wanted to
find.
skip, this was the point that you should skip to.
I
Do you feel better?
finally, yeah, I feel a
Was
lot
this like your
better.
therapy session?
Yeah, it was.
No, but I mean the numbers. You. But this is where I get on Nick. Nick will put these things out there, knowing that it's going to start a shitstorm, and then
Yes.
it's like, but he'll just say it and not show like the data, and then he'll come back and just like blindly like post it up there, not following up
Yes.
to his
Yes.
conversation. He'll just
Yep.
put it up there and be like, here's the numbers. And you're like, well,
Yeah.
what the fuck? Like, why didn't
Yeah.
you just show that? Like, that would have done it all.
Because it's a lot less fun, and you see people's true colors when you just when because I like to see what people say and how people come back at me. Because if people don't come back at me with numbers that support their argument, I'll be like, look, I have numbers right here that support mine.
No, you were getting a bunch of this is one of the worst takes of all time.
Oh, dude, I got so many
I
of
mean, look,
those.
it's a strong take. I'm not gonna knock. I'm not gonna say like it's not a strong
Dude,
take or opinion.
I'm not gonna argue it. It is a very
But
strong take.
I mean, I guess there's data there. But like again, like what the hell? Who cares? Like I don't care. And we're gonna move on.
Oh, God.
All right. So after all that, and if you stayed around for that, we appreciate you. Love you.
Love you. Yeah, love
Did you see the news that Josh Doan is going to be suiting up for the Coyotes?
you. Did you know that nobody in Arizona cares, let alone anybody else anywhere else in
It's
the
good
hockey
that before
community?
they leave, that the first Arizona-born, raised, and trained player to play in Arizona will actually play for the Coyotes before they're, the Salt Lake Yotes.
Who cares?
Anyways, but no, it popped up on my thing and I was like, oh, interesting.
Did he actually pay for his equipment? Or is he a coyote through and just get stuff and not pay for it?
That's good, well played. All right, so the rest of the episode.
Wait, should I just start attacking Shane Doan now because he didn't want to be a New York
Oh my
Ranger?
God, shut your mouth.
Oh,
Don't even bother. Like,
sorry. I know
yeah,
you love Shane Doan.
you can't shit on Shane Doan. You
Yes, I
can't.
can.
No, you
Oh,
can't, man.
yes, I can.
No,
You,
you
Chris,
can't.
you've known me for how long?
I wanted him when there was the talk of like him becoming potentially being available. I thought he would have been great for our bottom six. He would have been really good.
I just enjoy how you're like, you can't shit on Shane Doan. You've known me for how long? You know that's not true. I'll find
I
something.
know, I know, but like, there is like no, like they always say like athletes should never like stick it for their, do whatever it takes for their franchise or whatever the team's not going to care about. Like Shane Doan is like the utmost like opposite of that.
Yeah, and then you know how much he
Like
loves
Shane
the
Doan and
Coyotes?
Larry Fitzgerald are like,
You know how much Shane Doan loves the Coyotes? He took a job with the Toronto Maple
well,
Leafs
that's when I knew it was over. That's when I knew it was
to help
over.
convince Austin Matthews to stay in Toronto instead of going to Arizona.
What if he's a mole? What if he's a mole?
That's how much Shane Doan loves the Arizona Coyotes, by the way.
What if he's a
That
mole?
even the guy, he is the reason why Austin Matthews wanted to play hockey,
Yeah.
right? He's the guy that has given us Austin Matthews. Austin Matthews was willing to leave Toronto and go back to Arizona. And Shane Doan's like, dude, nope, you want no part of that.
I don't know if
Like,
that's necessarily true, though, about Matthews ever leaving Toronto to go to the Coyotes. I don't know.
I think Matthews, given the opportunity, I think he would love to go home.
Yeah, but don't forget, like Matthews didn't train and like develop really, like he left to really.
Yeah, but think about
But
it. Did you
I will say this. I don't know why the hell, why? Like this episode is fucking weird.
brought it up?
I
You
know I
brought up
did because I
Shane
looked
Doan's
at my phone
offspring.
to find the notes, and then the first thing that popped up was like Josh Stone, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting. What's this? But no, I said to my dad, I was like, that's the nail in the coffin to me. When Shane Doan left to go to the Toronto Maple Leafs, I was like, they're done. They're done. And I think I even told you, and you were like, that's stupid. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no. That's a man that has been with that organization through every conceivable shit show since the Jets. Since they were the Jets and has
He's
stuck with them.
he was the last original Winnipeg Jet.
He is like, yeah, he is like, you know, married in misery and just is like, till death do me part. And finally was like, yo, I gotta get out of here. And I don't know nothing. I'm just like purely spitballing, but I'm just saying, like that to me, when that happened, that was the death, the Grim Reaper knocking on the door was that. So, anyways, who cares? They're playing the Coyotes next week. So yeah, there you go. That's why we're talking about that. There's the relevancy. They're going,
Not
no, because me and my dad were actually thinking, we were like, damn, we could probably the ticket, like cheapest ticket in the building, which is still like a lower 100 level seat. Was like $200.
to be fair, they're all 100 level seats. It's a
No, I
college
know, but that's what I'm
arena.
saying. That's what I'm saying. But it's like a lower. That's what I mean. Like in comparison to the Garden, it was like $200 a ticket. You hop on a flight. You get a flight through like Breeze Airways for like a hundred something bucks or whatever. Fly out there, go to the game. It's gonna be 90% Ranger fans. That's what I used to always love. Like so, for those of you new listening. I lived in Arizona for 8 years up until this will be about what, like almost the third year that I'm back already, which is insane. Or about two and a half years that we've been back. I used to love when the Rangers came out once a year for the Coyotes because it was MSG West. People like they always show like Sam always shows it on the broadcast, like, oh, the Ranger crowd, like the Rangers travel well. Dude. They traveled real well in Arizona. I used to feel like I mean during the game I didn't feel bad, but how horrible do you think it is to be a professional athlete and when the opposing team scores, their goal song is like chanted and sounds louder than when they would score? Like that's embarrassing. And that's not really just like a
Yeah.
Coyote thing, but it is predominantly Coyote.
But
You go to
you
the
know what?
Vegas games, and the Vegas games were more even. The
You know
Vegas
what's funny
games were like
though?
50-50, maybe 50-60. Coyotes games was
50
like,
60, that's 110%. You mean 60
that's Scott
40?
Steiner math, baby.
Yes, yeah, Steiner math over here.
know.
Jesus.
But like the
Oh my
Coyotes, it'd be like
God.
80-20 minimum. Minimum 80% Ranger fans.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 99 and 5. Yeah,
Like,
we'll go
a
full-blown
little
Steiner
crispy there.
math.
But anyways, all right. So last
Well,
episode.
I'll tell you one more thing, and I'll leave it on this. You were mentioning, how it must feel to have an opposing team's goal song sang in your building. I got to be honest, that's probably not even the lowest point for a Coyote fan or the Coyotes organization. the lowest point for the organization is now they're playing in a college rink that doesn't even want them. Like, oh man,
Well, it's not the college rink that doesn't want them.
well, it's pretty much just all of
The
Arizona
town
outside of
doesn't
Phoenix.
want to deal with the owners. They don't, it's the ownership.
Yeah, I mean, you
They've
know.
got a hockey. Listen, I will, and I know people will be like, you have, what the hell are you talking about? If the Coyotes were a winning team, this would not be a conversation. If the
It's
Coyotes
only,
put a decent product on the ice, Jeremy
but
Roenick
I
was on a
just,
podcast. I think it was, I don't, it was his podcast that he has where he dunked all over the ownership groups of the Coyotes and was ripping them apart. The
I just.
problem with the Coyotes is not that they're in Arizona. The problem is that the team has not been good.
I'll say it this way. They are the New York Islanders West.
Like it's just, they're just not okay. Yeah. That's the problem. But that, you know, the arena situation, yeah, living out there, the arena being in Glendale, Arizona sucked. Absolutely sucked. And people would be like, well, why are we getting into this? Oh my God. People would be like, why do the Cardinals not have problems drawing? Well, if you went to a Cardinals game and it was Seattle, the Giants, the Patriots, Chicago, Minnesota, any of those teams, it was predominantly those fans in the building. And also, the Cardinals played on Sundays predominantly. There's very little, you don't have rush hour traffic. The distance from like downtown Phoenix to
Okay,
Glendale was like
moving on.
nothing, but it would
We are
take,
not.
it was ridiculous. The traffic was just horrendous. It wasn't, it's not an ideal place.
We are
They
not
should have
doing
just
your
stayed
former.
downtown. But again,
Sorry,
it wouldn't have
yes.
mattered. If they don't have a winning team, it doesn't freaking matter because
We're not.
Arizona's too transient. They're not
We're
going to
not
give a shit.
doing. We're not doing your Coyotes podcast
I know,
anymore.
but they're not going, but they won't care. Like you, it's not like the Rangers. The Rangers, like no matter what, Ranger fans are going to show up because the Rangers, that's, there's certain markets where
Well, it's
you have
because
your
the
fan base.
Rangers have been around for 100 years. It's been
Well,
passed down from
and their
generation to
brand
generation.
is, their brand is strong. It's the Rangers are a global, it's like the Yankees. You know, there's the, not every sports franchise has that ability. The problem with Arizona is like very few people are born and raised in Arizona. Like you're a
Yeah.
transient. You come from somewhere else. I'm a Ranger fan. I went to Coyote games because I wanted to watch hockey.
Austin Matthews was born in Arizona and couldn't wait to leave.
But I
Sorry.
went to Coyote games because I wanted to watch, and guess what? Like the Coyote tickets were like a fraction for the half season that I bought for them. It's not even, it's my half season was like $1,100, if even that. Like that's insane.
That is
It's
bullshit.
insane. It's
That
insane.
is bullshit.
Absolutely insane. But like I wanted to see, I got to see other teams in the Western Conference that I normally wouldn't see be in here
Yeah,
with the Rangers.
you got to see
And I always
McDavid
went for that.
and
I always wanted to see like the teams that, you know, people like even now, like I don't care to see the Islander Devil get, like, yeah, it's awesome to do like once a year or whatever. But like I want to see like Seattle come in. I want to see, you know, the teams that you don't normally, you wouldn't usually see all the time. That's just me. But anyways.
back to our originally scheduled programming.
How many minutes are we in on this one? Because I'm going to have to put a disclaimer
Not,
on this part too.
yeah, I know.
Right.
Can I just
So,
get back to Kreider bashing?
no.
Oh.
This is where I'm all screwed up. You see, you didn't let me do
You're
my opening shtick, and it has derailed everything. There is
welcome.
a method. Your notes are too short. There's not enough detail.
At
And I
least
got a
I do. At least I do note.
Yeah. So Rangers take 2 out of 3. They lose to Winnipeg in a tough game.
Oh yeah, you know who made the mistake in that game that turned the game?
I knew it as soon as I saw it.
You
Damn it.
know, you know who made the mistake? I'm just saying.
They
I
go
know
up.
who made the mistake and then didn't back check to get back to fix his mistake.
That's part of the friendly ghost thing.
Yeah.
They ship up to Boston, and what everybody was saying, oh, this is the test. And they take care of business against the Boston Frauds.
Well, they're not wrong. It was the test for the Boston Bruins to see if they were actually good, and the
Well,
Rangers showed them that they're not good, that Boston is an overtime merchant. So,
much like how the Islanders were.
yeah. So,
And then the real test came on Saturday, which is what I want to talk about. Because that, well, actually, two things that I want to talk about. But then came the come from behind win against Florida in a freaking thrilling game. I wish I went. I almost wish I didn't sell the freaking tickets for that game. But anyways,
Zibanejad goes back in.
yeah, McDonough's
No.
like, oh, backhand goal. I don't know what that is. Back to you, Ray. Never mind.
Never
God. God. Jonathan
mind.
Quick tied Ryan Miller for most goals, most wins for
Most
America.
goals.
Yeah.
Most goals.
He's just doing it all.
Really? Oh,
Most
you're
wins
just
as a goalie, a North
oh,
American goal, an American goal.
an American goal. Jesus.
An American goalie in NHL history.
And
He
people think my CTE is
will
stronger.
surpass that mark as a Ranger. So that's a cool, cool
Maybe
thing to
Jonathan
do.
Quick should get his number retired too.
Oh, Jesus. Shut up. Shut up.
What?
In the stretch of this, and even going into it,
Oh
the
man.
bread man has been going off. I mean, he's just, I don't know if I can say it. Maybe, can I say it? Because it's going to be Easter.
Yep.
Do I dare say
He's giving
He's
the
out there handing
Rangers.
out loaves of bread like he's Jesus.
Oh,
Like,
I thought you were gonna say he's giving them their daily bread. Okay, well, close
he's
enough.
like, he's
All
like Ranger
right.
Jesus. And for
Oh,
those
Jesus.
of,
Don't,
those
don't,
that are celebrating, happy
don't,
Easter, by the way.
don't. Well, okay, first off, Easter wasn't yesterday. It was Palm Sunday yesterday.
It's coming up. I'm saying those
Oh,
who are
God.
celebrating, celebrating. This is the
Oh,
Holy Week,
my
sir.
God.
This is Holy Week.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Actually, this is also like the 8-year anniversary of you and I doing something really, really stupid.
Shut up. That was a week or two ago because I got that notification on Facebook. Yeah, your photo. It was the
Oh
night. Yeah. Ooh. I don't remember. No.
Oh, that's right. Because I said we did it during Lent. So yeah.
Oh, freaking Christ. Oh.
Oh, hey! That'll be 12 Hail Marys.
The crazy thing is
No.
I do have.
That'll be,
Yeah,
oh no, he's looking down at you.
I'm like I yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You know what?
He's
You're gonna
like,
have to go
bless me,
to
Father, for I have sinned, and so have
and
you.
so have you. Yeah. You're gonna have to go to confession. Oh God. Guys, I'm so sorry that this episode really, really sucks, but this is just
Know,
us
is a
having
sucker, is it kind of funny?
it's definitely funny.
This is like a version of I don't know if you listen to the Bad Friends podcast with Andrew
Well,
Santino and Bobby Lee.
we are definitely the bad friends. That's
But
for
like if you
damn
listen
sure.
to their podcast, that was the clip that I sent you earlier
Yes,
about
I
Bobby
know.
Lee
Yes,
saying
I
that he
yes, I know. I know. I know.
It's like, what the? I was like, I gotta
Oh,
send this to
no.
Nick. I have to. So,
Oh, Jesus.
Quick will surpass Ryan Miller as a Ranger. It's
No.
He will.
No, it's just the way you said that. It sounded ri
The bread
ridiculous.
man, we had this not debate, but we had this thing where I said Panarin is currently sitting at 43 goals. He's sitting at Wayne Gretzky for points with 99. So he's going to clip the 100 mark. So he's going to be the first one since Jagr in 05 to do so. Vinny's sitting with 69.
Nice.
Throw a little of
Nice.
the he's had a really good season too. Jesus.
Dude, he's had a fan day. Will you stop taking the Lord's name in vain?
So sorry. Sorry.
Dio mio.
Does So the Rangers' remaining schedule. I think he's going to do it. Does he clip 50?
Panarin? I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say he gets the 48.
48. We still have what, 11?
I th believe no, 12. We do have 12 games
So
left.
we got two with the Flyers, two with the Islanders, which he's had fun with.
By the way, two against the Flyers, so that means Chris Kreider will score at least 3 goals in those 2 games because he hates John Tortorella. You know, he hates Torts.
You got to think he's going to put one past Georgie.
I think so.
Then you've got the Penguins, who are ripe
He'll
for
put a,
giving up like five or six goals in a game.
or just ask other people. They're so great because the Colorado Avalanche put up 5 on them after being down 4-0. What a comeback win!
Whatever.
Because I don't know who's beating Colorado 4 times out of 7.
Yeah, you know what?
Jesus.
It ain't gonna matter when they what they've got in net.
Really?
The Devils, they've got the Devils once, Red Wings once, the Canadiens once. There's a lot of games here. The Ottawa Senators. Now, I will say this, because somebody posted like that the Canes have a hard schedule, and it was we looked at it and we're like, oh my God, like their schedule is very soft. The last 7 games are absurd. The Rangers schedule is not daunting at all. What's daunting about it is you know the two against the Flyers, the two against the Islanders, the Devils game, and
The de
hell.
the de the Devil's game is just going to be a shit show because of the whole Rempe storyline. If I was, and honestly, if I was
I think he
Laviolette,
doesn't
I know
dress.
some.
I don't think he
No,
dress. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't dress.
I say the opposite. I say dress him because the Devils will be so concerned about chasing Rempe,
Or
they'll be less interested.
put him out there right on the opening
Yep,
face-off. Do a
yep,
little
and
job. Yeah, you know what? I actually agree with that. I agree with that. Put
they'll
him out
be
there right out the way.
the Devils will be less concerned about playing hockey than they will about just chasing Rempe around the ice.
Yeah, I just don't want it to turn into like where they try to take a stupid, Ray Ferraro suggested comment.
By the way, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, that was a dirtbag comment.
For a guy who played in the league and knows what players go through, and you see some of these guys who, this past week has been horrible in the hockey world with guys passing away
Oh
much too
yeah,
young.
I did want to mention that too. That's yeah.
The fact that Ferraro after the Devils game, and I know this was before these guys were passing away, but just for the fact that a guy who played with these players and you see what happened and you see how brain injuries have affected players, for you to
It's
say
terrible.
that because Rempe didn't want to fight McDermott, like, it's not getting enough attention, but Ray Ferraro is a real piece of shit for what he said on his podcast. So I just want to put that out there. Ray Ferraro, piece of shit.
Ray
What?
once like retweeted the stuff that we were putting out on our podcast before. That ain't happening
Really?
anymore. Can tell you that
Well,
much.
you know
Thanks a
what?
lot.
Well, you
Thanks a
know what?
lot.
He well, you know what? He can go fuck himself.
No, I don't. Oh, Jesus. Holy crap. All right. Anyways,
Yeah.
okay. So we're gonna do a little contest here. And I'm gonna
Oh,
put this on social
God.
media because I'm gonna be like, this will tell me if people actually listened to this whole episode. If you could tell me, if you can tweet us the first person to DM us, who is Nick's favorite Ranger, will get one of our new 30 on Broadway t-shirts.
Wait, you want my favorite Ranger all time
All-time
or my
favorite Ranger.
Ooh. Oh boy. Well,
Don't say it.
I'm just thinking. I grew up idolizing a certain player and then
It can't be like a Messier. That's too easy.
All right, well then, okay.
You always talk about him.
Yeah, but I don't think I brought him. Have I brought him up on this episode?
No, but you could bring him up now.
Well, I mean, he should have his number retired. But he's not my favorite. He's not my favorite Ranger.
He's not?
No.
Then outside of
I
Hank or Mess, who is it?
really? You don't know my all-time favorite Ranger outside of those two?
Oh boy.
I'll give you a hint. His number is not hanging in the rafter at the garden. But he was a great Ranger. We grew up loving him. Guy, you talk about laying the wood. Used to lay the wood a lot.
Bookaboo?
Yeah. I
I
was a
like how
huge Jeff
that was
Book.
quick. That was quick.
I was a huge Jeff Bookaboo fan growing up.
So if you could tweet us that or DM us, the first person to do that. And here's the
Yeah,
caveat to it.
we have brand new merchandise.
You've got to follow us.
Yes,
You
prior
have to
to
follow
tweeting
us.
or DMing.
You have to follow us on both our face, our Twitter and TikTok
And Instagram.
and
Boost the
Insta, yeah, and
Instagram.
Instagram.
Boost. Yeah.
If
Man.
you send that to us, we will send you out a 30 on Broadway royal blue t-shirt.
You will also get points if you don't listen, but you know this. If
No,
you
you
didn't
gotta
listen,
listen.
well,
This is a test. This is a test to see who stuck it through.
I'll give you two of my favorite Rangers. Bookaboom's one, and the other one, I grew up loving him for no reason whatsoever, other than I thought he was a good player. Huge fan. I loved as a kid, Radek Dvorak.
Ooh, I liked Radek Dvorak too.
Like, not a great player, not a great Ranger, not didn't do too much as a
No, he was a
Ranger.
good ranger,
He was a good
but
Ranger,
he was
but
it was another one, wrong time,
wrong time, wrong
and
team.
we didn't have enough
But
support. It was another one of those. We didn't have enough pieces.
I was a huge Radek Dvorak fan. So if you
So there
see
you go.
Dvorak or Jeff Bookaboom,
If you can
you
get
are a winner.
you, yeah. All right, upcoming schedule, as we typically try to close it out every time. They'll try to be somewhat normal on this episode.
And if anybody wants to know, Chris's favorite Ranger growing up was Rico Fada.
It's actually funny because I really did like Rico Fada from Hartford. From Hartford. He was
Oh
good at Hartford.
my
I really liked him at Hartford.
God. You know how many younger Ranger fans are going to be Googling Rico Fada to see who he
He'd
is?
be like, "Who? Rico?
Who?
Susie? I love you." No, my no, my I you know, it's a good question. It is a good question outside of the usual, like.
Roman Ender. Chris loves Roman Ender.
No, like
Bad era Rangers favorites. Chris also loves Sandy McCarthy.
I did like Sandy McCarthy. Not one of my favorites, but I really liked, yeah, Sandy McCarthy was another, like, really liked him as a Ranger. And I know that's like not, you know who else I really liked as a Ranger? And I wish that we had him sooner or even possibly longer. Because I think he's one of those that we probably didn't have to let go. Because he still had some years in the tank. It was Shanny. When
Yeah.
Brendan Shanahan fought Donald Brashear, that was one of like those top moments. Like that was top tier.
Here, you want to go over some bad era Ranger favorites who I
Oh
loved?
boy.
Oh man.
Oh
All right.
Lord.
Marty Rucinski.
Marty
Love Marty Rucinski.
Rucinski.
Big Rucinski guy.
That
Also,
grouping, that's another one too. Like Straka Yager Rucinski. Nylander.
I love Steve Ruchin. Big
Steve
fan of
Ruchin.
Steve Ruchin. Like, dude, there are so many like just obscure Rangers from that period that like if you go down, you know who also Chris loved? He loved Aaron Ward.
No.
You love Aaron Ward.
No.
And you also love Jason Strudwick and his green stick.
Strudwick was a good bot, like depth defenseman. There was
Chris also loved Aaron Voros.
Oh my God. Oh Jesus.
Yeah, now I'm just pulling names
Like
out of my
really?
like yeah, now I'm just pulling names on you. Also, Chris was a big Ryan Holweg guy.
I like Ryan Holwig.
I know, that's why I said
He was
it.
another Hartford Wolfpack guy.
Chris loved himself some Ryan Holweg.
Oh Lord.
You also love Michael Roosevelt.
I felt like Michael Roosevelt got a lot of shit, but he was another one of those guys that just wasn't. He was in the wrong role.
Oh, what the hell was his name from
Like it was
Arizona
another
defenseman?
one of those classic Rangers that like we just
No,
like
I know who you really love from Arizona, the defenseman that we had gotten. Derek
Derek
Morris.
Morris? Hell no.
You
Oh my God.
love Derek Morris.
Never. Kevin Kline. I loved Kevin Kline. Optimus Kline.
Were you a big Temple Billy Neumann fan too?
No.
Yes, you were. Stop
No.
lying.
No.
Stephon Quintal.
Hell no. Jesus.
Let Vladimir Malakhov. Yeah. Yeah.
You know who I liked? You know who was freaking I and another one? He was one that when he went to the Coyotes, like he went the other way. When he went to the Coyotes, he
Lori
freaking
Korpikoski?
was no. Lori was another dud, man. Talk about another prospect that never freaking what Finnish guy that never put it together. And he was a big body too. He was a big freaking guy. No, I loved watching Grabner fly. That dude could skate.
My favorite thing
And
at the garden
Jesus.
on my favorite thing at the garden on St. Patrick's Day was I saw an Islander fan with a Grabner jersey and I just yelled at him that Grabner was a better Ranger and the guy just looked at me. It was
He
great.
was.
He was a better Ranger.
Yeah.
Not like I was lying.
You know what was a good, like, it's funny, the HMO line.
Here, I got another one. For if you do not guess Chris or my favorite Ranger by tweeting or DMing us after this
Well, they're
episode.
gonna, if they listen to the
No, no,
episode, they can't not get it.
wait, no, I know. But if you don't do that, tweet us your favorite obscure New York Ranger. Best name
Favorite
gets it.
obscure New York Ranger.
Your favorite obscure Ranger and the best one gets a free shirt as well.
Someone's gonna be like Ryan Clough.
Yeah, I'll be like, no, that doesn't count. No, okay, to make it tougher, it cannot be a Ranger post 2010.
So it can't be Dan Carcillo.
No.
He was fun as shit as a Ranger,
He
though.
was. He was fun as shit. But no, I'm gonna make this tough.
Dude, him with the goal against the Flyers. That picture of the fan just double fist fingering. Or
The double bird.
the double middle. I'm sorry.
Oh,
The
God.
drag has settled in a bit. The
But yeah,
double middle fingers.
give us your favorite pre-2010 obscure New York Ranger. And there are so many to choose from.
Jan Hlavik.
There you go. Kim
Kim
Jansen.
Johnson. Oh God.
And if you listen to the podcast here, Chris and I are giving you some names right now. So, we are helping you out. But if I see you say Eric Christensen, I will veto it. Or if you say Danny Christo, yeah, also not
You know
acceptable.
another one? Todd Harvey.
Oh, God.
Remember how like aggravating he used to be?
Here, I'll give you guys a great obscure Ranger. and is now a coach in the American Hockey League.
Wayne Gretzky.
Dallas Eakins.
Dallas Eakins. Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a. Is he? No, he's not. Is he still?
I think he's still with the Gull, or
Oh, with.
at
Yeah,
least he
he's in the
was.
AHL. Yeah, he's not.
That's
Because
what
he.
I said, the
Yeah,
American Hockey
you're right.
League.
Yeah, because I was thinking he got. There was another one. No, you know what? Captain Taco.
Ben Watt, no, can't post 2010.
No? Oh, that's right.
Not
All right,
acceptable.
so then you got Manny Malhotra or Mike Motta. Mike York.
Mike York,
Oh my God.
I will gladly accept that answer. Even though he's not a random player, if you say Matthew Schneider, you get bonus points. Or
Paul
one of my
Mara.
oh, I used to love Palmera.
Tom
If
Pody.
no,
Tom
fuck that
Pody,
guy.
you
Fuck
buy
that
us a
guy.
shirt.
Yeah, Tom Pody buys us a shirt. No. Oh shit, I had him and I lost him. Oh God, you made me lose my CTE. Oh man, damn
John
it.
Erickson is another one.
No, that's another one.
Matthew Barnaby's not, but
Oh, here we go. This is who I was thinking of. One of my favorite all-time hockey names, Mike Knuble.
Mike Canu. You know, Mike Canu, that's another one that like didn't, man. This is funny. Rico Fauda, one of the fastest dudes ever, but pure stone hands and zero awareness. One scout once once described him as being the fastest player to the wrong place to do the wrong thing. That is great. He was good. I liked him in Hartford, though. He was good in Hartford.
There's only one post 2010 name I will make an exception for, and it
Derek
is Jeff
Brugard.
Hal no, Jeff Halpern. I will make an exception for Jeff Halpern.
Jeff Halpern.
Or if you what the hell
Blair
was it?
Betts.
What the hell was his name
Blair
when
Betts
he
was post
left?
2010, though, right? No.
No, he was pre-2010.
Yeah. No,
Actually,
because he
he
was on the
was
20. No, wasn't he on the 2012 team?
no. Actually, you know what? I will waive my post 2010. You give me a good obscure New York Ranger like a Jeff Halpern, and you get a shirt.
Stupid.
He's not obscure. John Tortorella knew exactly who he was, and he stapled his ass right to the bench.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So let me
Darryl
close this out.
Powell. If you give me Darryl Powell, you automatically win.
Wow. Well, this is ridiculous. Nick's like buying like five shirts to give away, apparently, because he's got like, Jesus.
I have so many obscure ex-Rangers.
All right, Tuesday night, Rangers Flyers, potential playoff matchup. They go out to Colorado to take on the Avalanche. They go to the Coyotes to take on the Yotes at Mullet MSG West.
They go to the Coyotes to take on the Coyotes. Well done, Chris. Well said. Well said.
This is why we don't go longer than like 35 minutes for podcast episodes. We've actually done really well with this. This one is just, this is what it is. And then you know what? You know what we'll do? We'll record because it's Easter weekend. We will record Monday night reactions to the Penguins game as we continue to watch the Penguins crash and burn in thoroughly enjoying fashion.
You really got to be sick to watch the enjoy the downfall of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sorry, wicked cough.
Yeah,
Sorry.
it's so terrible. So terrible. Whatever will I do?
Oh
The only
man.
penguins I like are the ones in the Arctic or
Well,
Antarctic
you know what? You know something?
or at Eagle Pen at the zoo.
I hope that this free fall for the Penguins actually results in them moving to Kansas City
Jesus.
and Bettman does nothing to
This will
stop
be
it
the
this
time. This
time.
will be the time. Mario can't save them now, even though he's
Yeah,
a minority owner.
can't save them now.
Oh,
Move,
Jesus.
finish what was started 25 years ago.
All right, so there you go. That's all we got. That's all we got after. going on a ramble for I don't know what, but
This was a weird
this was
episode.
fun. We
This
should do
was
this again, not.
this was fun, but it was also weird at the same time. But I enjoyed it.
Hey, you know what? The final game of the season. Maybe we'll do something fun at the Garden.
Do you listen to 30 on Broadway? Did you listen to me to give a tirade about Chris Kreider?
No, but I'm saying, like, because we'll be, it'll
No,
be.
I shut it off 5 minutes in.
That's why I'm going to put the notes, like, if you want to skip ahead, just go to 36.23 seconds of the podcast and you'll miss that whole segment. No,
I
but
don't think they
that'll be the
should.
last.
I don't think they should miss that segment. I think
I don't
that
think they
segment
will.
makes
I think they
that
will listen.
segment it makes a lot of sense.
And then we could start a GoFundMe for Nick. And will be everything will be okay.
No, what we should do is start a retire Brad Parks number at Madison
You want
Square
to make
Garden.
that as
That's
a
what we
shirt?
should
You want to
say.
make that as a shirt?
Yes, I
You
do,
want that
actually.
as a shirt?
Yes, I do. I do. And I will send them to Chris Drury and James Dolan and be like, look, read my
He'll be like,
shirt.
and then Dalton will be like, sue them. They're like, what? For what?
So sue us for what? You do not own Broadway or the number 30.
Right, so
Oh.
maybe we'll do something. We'll talk about that more as we get closer. But
Retire Park. Retire
April
Park.
15th is our last the last set of tickets
Yes.
for the season before
And you know what?
playoffs.
I am gonna start a Retire Park. Retire Park.
Again, this is like the
Retire
stuff
Park.
that's like.
Retire Park. Yeah, 100%.
It is kind of messed up that they parade him out there every time. Like that they do these retirements and he's always there. Like.
He's always there like, look, it's right there, but you can't
He's like
have it.
that puppy at the shelter that like no one's taking. He's just sitting there
Oh.
and it's like, what about me? All right. We'll see you all
Bullshit.
next time. Hopefully you join us next week. Please.
Yeah.
Please. Bye.
Retire Park. Retire Park.